Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, which is from the Gospel of St. Luke, we heard the story of Jesus healing a man with leprosy. In this episode, I think there's a lesson for all of us. When the sick man saw our Lord, St. Luke says that he, quote, fell on his face and begged Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you will, make me clean." It's Luke 5, verse 12. St. Ambrose, commenting on this passage, he said this. He said, "Of the will of the Lord, the leper doubted, not from distrust of God's mercy, but rather checked by the consciousness of his own unworthiness," says St. Ambrose. In other words, the leper, the sick man, knew of God's mercy, but he was more conscious of his own misery when he saw Jesus. And Jesus does like seeing that in us. Jesus does respond warmly to humility when he sees that in us. The leper, what did he do? He fell on his face when Jesus passed by. And he did so as a sign of humility, as a sign of modesty, also as a sign of devotion as well. And then what did he do? He placed the desire of his heart in the hands of Jesus, using very simple words, saying, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus responded in a very special way. St. Luke tells us that he stretched out his hand and touched the leper, saying, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Luke 5, verse 13. Anyone who touched a leper under Mosaic law was made unclean. So essentially no one went around touching lepers in those days. But the one who makes the law is not always subject to the law, in particular when the one who makes the law is God himself, especially if it's a law regarding ritual purity, as it was in this case. Jesus Christ is God. He's the author of the Mosaic law, and so he could exempt himself from it. And it was only an act of mercy that caused Jesus to break the boundaries of the law that he had established, that caused him to reach out and touch and heal the leper. St. Luke's gospel is known as the gospel of mercy, and so Jesus breaking the boundaries of the law to extend mercy to someone, I'm sure it was one of those episodes in Jesus' life which was very dear to the evangelist St. Luke. If you think about it for a second, you can imagine how surprising and how powerful that gesture was to the man himself who had leprosy, that the Lord himself actually reaches out and touches him. Jesus does tend to be full of surprises for those who have faith in him. And notice how the healing was also sacramental as well. What's a sacrament? A sacrament is an outward sign, a sensible sign instituted by Christ to give grace. What does Jesus do here? He touches the leper with his hand. He pronounces the words, "Be clean," and his divine power actually cures the illness. He basically performs a sacrament. In this episode, every sacrament has what's called matter and form. You know, the matter is the ordinary thing. In this case, it's the hand of Jesus which touches the person, and then it's the words that he pronounces. And the form is the grace that God transmitted through that gesture and through those words. In this case, it was the grace of healing the leper. So we can even see here a foreshadowing of the seven sacraments in this brief episode of the gospel. And even though we say that Jesus suspends the Mosaic law as an act of mercy and he touches the leper, nevertheless, he doesn't abolish the law. In fact, he tells the healed man to present himself to the priest and to offer the sacrifice that the law itself, that the law of Moses, prescribed. We know Jesus said, "I have not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them." He said that in Matthew 5, verse 17. So yes, the law of Moses would give way to what we call the law of grace, which is the Holy Spirit working in our hearts. And the Old Testament Levitical priesthood would give way to the New Testament priesthood, to the sacramental priesthood, which is a participation in the priesthood of Christ himself. You know, nevertheless, even today, there are still laws which God expects us to follow. There are moral laws, there are laws of the church, even civil laws as well. And there are still also priests that mediate between God and men, that mediate between God and humanity. Jesus didn't abolish laws and he didn't abolish priests. He was actually a little bit smarter than that. The gospel, this episode, is something that we can also apply to ourselves as well. Whatever illness or sickness or difficulty that we may have, whether it's habitual sin or it's addictions or anger or anxiety or fear or mental or emotional instability or a broken heart or feeling unloved or grief or stress or loneliness or any kind of abuse we've suffered, you know, whatever our difficulties are, Jesus wants us to humble ourselves like the leper did. He wants us to reach out to him and to pray, Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me, you can make me clean. He is willing and he is able to heal whatever afflicts us, but we need to reach out to him. God's love for us is unconditional, but his healing oftentimes is conditional. It's based on whether or not we reach out to him and ask him to heal us. And then even if we do that, we still have to cooperate with his grace and sometimes also ask the intercession of other mediators, of spiritual directors, of counselors as well, people who can help us in our difficulties. Again, God's love is unconditional. His healing is conditional. And often it's not instantaneous as well. Often it does take time. One thing we don't want to overlook before we finish this reflection is how the story in the gospel ends. St. Luke tells us that, quote, great crowds assembled to listen to Jesus and to be cured of their ailments, but he withdrew to deserted places to pray. Luke 5, verses 15 through 16. Deserted places there is also translated as the wilderness in some Bibles. The Greek word that's used in the gospel is eremos. The Italian language actually translates it almost literally. It's eremo in Italian. It's where we get our English word hermitage from. A hermit in Greek, eremites, a hermit, lives in a hermitage, eremos, a deserted place. It's where they pass time in silence with the Lord. You know, even in that gesture of our Lord to go off and pray while others seek him out, even there he teaches us the primacy of prayer, of spending one-on-one time with the Lord. So there is a time for work, there is a time for good works, but there's also a time for prayer as well. And it's in prayer that our Lord wants us to reach out to him and, again, to ask him to heal us of whatever ails us, particularly if it's something that ails us spiritually or mentally or emotionally. But we do have to ask our Lord to heal us of our physical ailments as well, provided that the healing is according to God's will as well. The physical ailments, we can ask for help, but specifically the interior spiritual things, our Lord definitely wants us to seek help on those. May Our Lady, the comfort of the afflicted, open our hearts so that we can turn more and more towards her and towards her Son in order to get the grace and the healing that we need. Praise be Jesus and Mary.